The Reserve Pool, Episode 14, Before the Storm. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Reserve Pool. This is Dave, and actually today it's just me here. Lots of things transpired this week and made it that we were just unable to get a solid recording time together. That's okay though, because we have a few things to run you through today. We won't keep this too long. We have a couple of segments and we want to, look a little bit at what we could possibly expect from Gen Con. But before we get to any of that, want to remind you to follow us on Twitter, at The Reserve Pool. Check out our website, check out our Board Game Geek Guild that is linked to from our website. And give us a review on iTunes, click that little heart on Board Game Links. We would like to thank Banshee Pants, Earthifine, Booty Lactin 1, and GCLE84, I'm not sure if I pronounced that last one correctly, for leaving us 5-star reviews on iTunes and that verbatim there. All of you, thank you so much, and everybody in the past too. It helps us get the word out, and we really appreciate that. Now, we also want to make sure that you are all up to speed on our month 2 contest. We took care of the OP Month 1 contest a couple episodes ago, and everything else and the prizes are out, and it is time for the next one. Now, we did not get as many cards as we did the last time, but we still have a good amount of stuff for you. So this time, to enter, once again, send an email to contest@thereservepool.com. The subject should be TRP OP Month 2 Contest. And we want you to pick a celebrity who you feel would make a great Dice Masters character, give them a purchase cost, and give them a power. For example, Bob Ross, 4 masks. When fielded, place 2 happy little sidekicks from your used pile onto the field. Whatever you want to do, it could be fun. Go nuts, but don't go NSFW. We are a family establishment. Feel free to explain your entry if you like. Tell us why you think that'll work the best. Winners will again be picked randomly, but we'll read some of our favorite ones on the show. Now, entries will close August 20th at 8 p.m. And soon after, winners will be chosen, and you'll get a copy of Rally. It's pretty exciting. So, check it out. Oh, by the way, Evan told us that 2 of our runner-ups from last time were nice enough to tell us that they managed to score a copy of Teamwork Through Play and they didn't decline their prize. So we have picked a couple of new runner-ups to receive them, and that's Jason Borden and Daniel Roth. So congrats, guys. That's awesome. And finally, as always with this, we don't have a way of verifying it, but honor system, guys, if you have managed to win something in one of the OP events, please defer the prize so that somebody who has not has the opportunity to get these, right? You know, fair's fair. Fair's fair. So the big thing on the horizon here is Gen Con. That's probably starting, well, now, if you're listening to this Thursday morning. Maybe you're there. I don't know. Some people get in on Wednesday because they're crazy and they're there early. We will have some people on the ground there feeding us some information, though we ourselves are not there. I wish we were. I mean, there's not a whole lot I can say that I would wish for from Gen Con. We know that when Uncanny is coming. We have some ideas that I'm sure Dungeons & Dragons will be delayed. I think what we really have to hope for the most is a solution to the supply issues, as well as some more clarification on some of the rules. If we can get to a point where WizKids is able to nip those things in the bud, then the game will really finally be able to take off the way that we think it can. And of course, if they fail to take care of these in a timely manner, the clock's running out. I really think with this game, WizKids has an opportunity to step forward. The company is only about 10 or so years old. They were rescued from being, gone from Nika, And that's all fine, and that's all well and good. And again, they're not that big a company. They don't have a ton of employees, and they're not established the way that, say, Fantasy Flight or some others are at this point. This is a game, as far as the popularity goes, where WizKids can take a step forward and say, here we are. They have a certain reputation for some things with hero clicks and here and with Quarriers, and of course there are some dice quality issues here, and of course there's a supply issue. It's not their fault, but at least as far as the supply issue goes, it's not their fault. But at least as far as creating a rule set that is sensible and everything else, they need to get on that. They need to make this as perfect for organized play as the first set of a game like this can possibly be. We're not there yet, and we're beginning OP Month 3. Some people might have already played and won a Month 3 event. We need more clarity. We can't keep putting the judges at these events on an island. So, WizKids, please, 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 my biggest wish for Gen Con, give us a better FAQ. Give us a more thorough FAQ. Give us more information. Otherwise, we're hoping to have news. We're going to bring it out to you as we hear it. And as I said, we do have some friendly faces on the ground at Gen Con who will hopefully be hounding WizKids about the things that we're talking about here. So, that said, let's move on to the mailbag. All right, today in the mailbag, we have a letter from Andrew. And by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, please send us some letters, mailbag@thereservepool.com. If you wish to correspond a little more privately, Dave, Katie, or Evan @thereservepool.com. Though, even at those, if we think that it's something that's good enough to be included or a good question or something like that that should be included, we may use anything that you send to that in the show. So if it's definitely something you specifically don't want us to talk about on the show, please let us know that, because we don't want to shock any sensibilities. So in any case, Andrew would like a little bit of help. He says he has run into a problem with a new player at his friendly local gaming store. Here's the scenario, he says. I have 3 life remaining and 1 fielded character at the start of my opponent's turn. He fields 2 sidekicks and holds on to 2 bolt energy for globals. He assigns both to attack, doesn't activate any globals. I assign my lone blocker to block one of his sidekicks. He then pays 2 bolt energy to buff the unblocked sidekick, dealing me 3 damage. My understanding of the rules is that the global ability needs to be activated during the main step before attackers are assigned. Am I correct in my interpretation here, or have I been playing this wrong all along? I would love it if you guys could address this on the show. Well, you're in luck, because I'm about to address it on the show. Yeah, Andrew, unfortunately, you have been playing it wrong. So the attack step goes like this. The first part is you declare attackers. In this case, it was that guy's sidekicks. And then any abilities that trigger from an attacker being declared happen. Then you declare blockers. And that's what you did. You blocked one of his sidekicks. And once again, any abilities that take place from being declared a blocker happen. For example, B666 here would trigger and his die would... You would do the thing with his dice. Then the third step is actions and global abilities. This is where your opponent would have had the opportunity, as he did, to pump up his sidekick. And then finally, you assign and deal all the damage. So he actually did it at exactly the right time. But I think I know what you're thinking about here. I'm pretty sure where you're talking about actions or globals needing to happen in the main step. I think this pertains to using Mr. Fantastic or Phoenix to force someone to attack. Now, step 3 of the attack step is too late to use that ability. You can't force somebody to attack this turn after attackers have already been declared. Basically, what that ability does is force your opponent to use that die in their next declare attackers step. Well, you can't do that at that point. So you would have to do it at the very end of the main phase. And that's the one situation that we have at present, or at least that I can think of off the top of my head right now, where that is going to matter. Otherwise, if we couldn't do this, then distraction would be useless, right? So it's that one point During the attack phase when you can play actions or global abilities. So unfortunately for you, yes, your opponent did play it correctly, and look at that. And if that's not something that you realized was possible, man, give that a second look, because I think you're going to see some pretty cool options that open up to you. So with that knowledge going forward, I hope you have some fun taking advantage of it on some future decks, Andrew. Thanks so much for writing. Are the rules getting you down? Us too. That's why it's time for Fact Talk. Okay, today on Quick Fact Talk, this question came up actually in the Reddit Organized Play League, and I'm not quite sure what the answer is myself, and neither was my opponent. By the way, he beat me pretty handily the second game. The first game was a very close one. He beat me 2-0. We had a very, very similar squad going up against one another. I used the control build that I talked about, a slight variation on it, and he used a slight variation on the same thing. Very, very similar decks going up against one another. The first one was a chess match. The second one... to be honest, I couldn't get a single roll. I had a turn when I finally could have gotten back into it, and I rolled all energy, and I re-rolled, and I rolled all energy. So that was a little frustrating, but you're going to have that with this game. In any case, good game to him, and a great guy. Good playing him with him. In any case, the question pertained to Johnny Storm, of course, our beloved Human Torch guy. And what he does is, when you field a character, he deals 1 damage to the opponent and 1 damage to a target character die. The question was, can a sidekick who's being fielded, can they then be targeted by Johnny Storm to be knocked out? I'm not so sure. It's when you field a character, so does it happen as you field the character? Or does the sidekick go all the way out, and then the opponent gets damaged, and then you could actually target the sidekick? I could see it going either way. If his ability triggers as you're fielding it, then I don't think it would be possible, because the sidekick is not yet a viable target. But if it happens after the sidekick is in the field, which it might, then I think that would be a viable strategy. And one way or another, we weren't quite sure, and it's the classic, I can see this either way. It might come a little bit from overthinking the rules, I don't know. But we have other things. When fielded abilities trigger as the die is being fielded. For example, that's why if Rogue is being affected by Dr. Doom, as was discussed in the game's fact that we have to this point, her fielding ability still takes place, even though she's going to be knocked out as soon as she actually hits the field. And so I guess the question would be similar here. When does the damage occur from Johnny Storm? Is the sidekick die a viable target? I'm not yet sure, but hopefully somebody can give us some clarity on that, either from WizKids or you guys. What do you think? Tell us. We want to know. So that actually brings us to the end, a very short little mini-sode. We are, I know I can speak for Katie and Evan when I say that we are very excited to see what Gen Con has in store, what news WizKids is going to have for us. Hopefully, it's something very, very positive for Dice Masters. I really think that this is a make-or-break sort of game for WizKids. This is either going to be, look, we have made it as a company, or it's going to be, look, we do hero clicks, and that's pretty much all. It's going to depend on their actions within the next several months as we wrap up Avengers versus X-Men and move into Uncanny X-Men. So, regardless of any of that, if you're at Gen Con, enjoy yourself. Please play a few extra games. Let us know if you see something cool, whether it's Dice Masters related or not. Tell me what you think of the Warhammer 40K Conquest game. Tell me if that Doomtown Reloaded living card game, well, I guess it's not going to be able to call it that because it's a trademark term, but it's a similar thing. Perpetual card game, whatever AEG is calling it, they're doing that. It's going to be that LCG sort of model. What do you think of that? What do you think of any of the games that are coming out? There are some really, really awesome ones this year. I really think that 2014 has been a fun year for gaming so far. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I promise you, Katie and Evan are going to be back before long. I hope I wasn't, well, too annoying. That's about it, and we will talk to you soon. Have fun.